Welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today's show is sponsored by the Kerr O'Connell International Furnace Festival, whatever that is.
Today's episode, Gorillas in Our Midst, requires you to seek out the implicit question that serves as the premise.
And if you write in and you're correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Hi, I'm model and philanthropist Cindy Crawford. I love animals. By now, you're probably aware of my crusades to save endangered animals like the adipose whale, the northern tufted gutter skink, and the dog. My foundation, International Recolonization for Animals, or the IRA, has purchased land inhabited by endangered species to live on to protect them. Today, I'm here to announce an entirely new venture, and I get to do that with one of my heroines from the conservancy community. She's a legend, Jane Goodenough.
Oh, thank you. Many thanks, Cindy. Yes, I have for many years observed and worked with great apes in the wild. You know, orangutans, chimpanzees, gorillas, and alpha male humans. Much of my work has been aimed at showing the gentle and even thoughtful side of these majestic creatures.
But we're here today to talk about gorillas, right, Jane? They are in real peril.
Yes, African gorillas are great apes found in the tropical forests of equatorial Africa. They are the largest living primates with strong, stocky bodies, broad chests, and large hands.
Oh, goodness me. I am getting a little titillated despite myself.
Control yourself, my dear. For these powerful but gentle giants are at risk because of habitat loss, poaching, and disease. With your help, listener, we can save all of them and resettling them in a city near you.
We call it Gorillas in Our Midst.
Imagine it. Gorillas can go ape in parks and basketball courts, hospitals and daycares. Gorillas nesting in the shells of Sydney Opera House.
And then we'll have shrimp on the barbie and... Crikey! What's that coming at us?
I don't know, but I think it's going to throw its at us.
But just imagine the freedom and majesty of simians sitting by the Seine. Or returning to the Empire State Building, ancestral home of their king.
They'll be chuffed to bits settling in Washington, D.C. So many obelisks.
In fact, there may already be some gorillas in D.C. right now.
Listener, gorillas are very nearly our closest genetic relative, right after chimpanzees, bonobos, and aardvarks. Let's take this opportunity to welcome our kin, if not our kind, home.
Please click the donate button on your radio right now and give generously to the IRA or our partner organization, the Human-Animal Moral Alliance for Sentience, or Hamas, today.
It would make Buster, the Western Lowland gorilla in the studio with us today, ever so happy. Buster, let's leave Cindy alone. We just spoke to you about this.
Oh, it's fine, Jane. If you've ever dated a celebrity weathercaster, you'll know that Buster is several runs up.
This touching kind of human-gorilla interaction is coming to a neighborhood near you, listener. Please, help us put more gorillas in our midst.
Kevin, did anyone write in brave enough to ask the implicit question?
Yes, the brave Phoebe Calkins of Monroe, Indiana, wrote in to ask, why do we have two eyes when one would do just as well?
The problem there is dual identity. If you had two eyes, we wouldn't know whom was speaking.
That's right. We would need one to be an I and one to be a me. And that way we would get the active and the passive.
But I think that's totally incorrect.
Some people who are not incorrect are our cast, Nancy Roth and Megan Cherry. Today's episode was written by Kevin Decker.
We'd also like to thank the only man who brings his own bowling shoes for every public event, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.